Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
It's good to be here.
很高兴又来到你们中间。
Maybe before we get started, if we could look to the Lord one more time.
让我们在我们开始之前，让我们再一次来仰望我们的主。
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有这个机会能够在一起。
Lord, we come to you with grateful hearts.
主，我们真的以存着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Lord, thank you that you are our greatest gift.
哦，主，我们感谢你，因为你是那最美好的礼物。
To know you is the greatest privilege.
认识你是我们真的是独有的特权。
So Lord, we ask that this morning as we come before your word,
主，我们在今天早上来到你的话语面前，我们来祈求
that your Holy Spirit may anoint our time,
让你的圣膏油能够来膏抹我们的这一个时间。
Lord, anoint our ears,
来膏抹我们的耳朵。
Anoint our hearts.
膏抹我们的心
that we may be able to receive what you want to speak to us.
使得我们能够来真的来领受你要向我们所说的每一句话语。
Lord, in these end times,
在结束的时候
Lord, as you seek to finish the work that you have begun,
主，你已经完成了你要开始的工作。
Lord, may we know what your heart is.
让我们真知道你的心
Lord, that we may live our lives for your purpose.
让我们的每一天的生活都是这活在你的旨意的里面
Lord, that we may know you in a deeper manner.
让我们真的在每一天的里面能够认识你更深
We pray this and ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样子祷告是奉靠耶稣基督宝贝的名
Amen. I don't know what brothers and sistersfeel today.
我不知道弟兄姐妹你们今天的感受如何。
But somehow, in this past week,
但在这过去的一个礼拜以来,
somehow I feel that as believers,
我感觉到像我们一个信徒们,
us who really know the Lord,
我们好像真的认识神,
must have a heavy heart,
我们必须有一个沉重的心。
Because of what has transpired in our country,
因为我们这个国家的这个宪法的一个通过
what the Supreme Court decisions have been,
就最高法院通过的一件事情
and it's very easy to become discouraged.
这个事情会让我们很容易的就觉得感到沮丧灰心
But thankfully,
但非常感谢的是
our Lord is Lord.
我们的主他是主。
And hopefully this morning,
希望在今天早上,
even as we consider the Psalms,
即使我们在思想诗篇的时候,
that we may be encouraged,
我们就会得到激励,
of whom he is,
他是谁。
But hopefully it's not just something objective,
但是希望这不是只是一个客观的认识,
but it's something subjective,
而是一个主观的认识,
something of our daily experience,
是我们每天生活可以经历的。
The more the world is in confusion,
这世界上越来越多的那种混乱、那种迷惑。
The more black is turned into white,
越来越多的黑暗就会变成光明。
May we really know He who is the truth?
让我们真知道他是那真实的。
He is the reality.
他就是那个真实的。
And come to know that the spiritual things are the real things.
让我们能真知道这个属灵的事实，事实上是一个真实的。
To know that without the Lord.
让我们真知道没有了主
Without his salvation
没有他的救赎
Without him
没有他
This world is only going to get worse
这个世界只会越来越坏
this morning the burden that I had was to share on the Song of Degrees
所以今天早上我的负担是要来分享上行之诗
Now that is found in Psalm 120 to 134
上行之诗是记载在诗篇里面从诗篇第120篇到第135
Now these 15 Psalms were Psalms that are like songs
这15篇诗篇就像诗篇一样
And the reason why it's called the Song of Ascents
为什么它会被称为上行之诗呢
Or Song of Degrees
或是称为登阶之诗
Is that these were songs that the people of Israel would sing as they came three times a year to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast.
这些诗歌是因为以色列人当他们一年三次要上耶路撒冷去敬拜神的时候要唱的。
And because they were going up a hill,
因为他们是往上登山,
towards Mount Moriah, where the temple was.
向着山上的, 圣殿走,
as you move towards the temple,
当我们向着圣殿走的时候,
there were 15 steps
那边有15个阶梯,
in order to finally reach the house of God.
当我们最后终算要到了, 神的家的时候,
so many of the sons of Israel, they would come from far distances.
因为有许多的以色列的子民们从远方来到,
and their hope was that they would come into the house of God to worship.
他们都抱着心要来到圣殿里来敬拜我们,
to be able to offer sacrifices.
能够来奉献来献上奉献,
so as they were approaching the temple,
所以当他们越来越靠近,
,圣殿的时候, they would reach these 15 steps.
他们将会来到这15个阶梯上,
and as they went on each of these steps, they would sing one of these hymns, one of these songs.
每一首诗歌,
so it was a wonderful, it was a wonderful set of psalms.
所以这个这样子的排列是一个很美的事情,
speaking of the wonderful privilege that the people of Israel came to be able to come before this holy God.
就好像唱出我们有一个特权，以色列人有一个特权，能够来到来亲近到我们的神。
But the wonderful thing about this psalm is,
但是在这些诗歌里面的一个美好的事情是,
for us in the New Testament,
对我们在新约时代的人们来讲,
it also speaks of the process of growth of our Christian life.
它就好像讲到我们属灵生命的一个进展。
It speaks about our walk with the Lord.
在我们每天与神同行的生活里面,
and this morning,
在今天早晨,
we could spend quite a bit of time just focusing in on all 15 psalms.
我们可以花很多时间就专注在这15篇诗篇里面,
but this morning I'd like to focus on this matter of knowing the Lord.
但是我今天早上我们希望能够更专注在认识神这件事上,
knowing Him in His various aspects.
认识他是一个非常兴奋的事,
but somehow this knowing is actually deeper as we walk further with Him.
但这个认识神事实上在我们每天的生活里面可以越来越近身。
So we earlier read the song, For God So Loved the World.
我们之前念的, 经文里面讲到神爱世人,
that He gave His only begotten Son,
甚至将他独生子赐给我们,
that whoever believes in Him
是一切相信他的人,
should not perish,
不被灭亡,
but have eternal life,
反得永生,
so wonderful, wonderful verse.
是一个非常美的诗,
because of that verse, many of us have been saved.
因为那一节经文使得我们许多人得救,
but the wonderful thing is this,
但更美的事情是,
if you read the psalm,
当我们去读诗篇的时候,
and the Song of Degrees,
读这个上行之诗的时候,
and you start in Psalm 120,
我们从诗篇120篇开始,
Psalm 120 speaks about this cry within our hearts.
这诗篇第120篇讲到我们内心里面的哭喊。
Why don't we read Psalm 120?
当我们读120篇,
Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips.
Verse 2.
From a deceitful tongue.
和诡诈的舌头,
what shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue?
哦,诡诈的舌头啊, 要给你什么呢? 要拿什么加给你呢?
And the sharp arrows of the warrior with the burning coals of the broom tree.
就是勇士的利剑和罗藤木的炭火。
So here is an individual that realizes that there is nothing good in me.
这就是我们讲到一个个人，他了解到我们在我里面没有一个良善。
I have deceitful tongue.
我有一个诡诈的舌头。
I am a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
Isn't that the realization that all of us had?
这是不是我们每一个人都能够了解我们所有的呢?
That we need a savior.
我们需要一个救主。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
Verse 4.
第四节,
sharp arrows of the warrior with the burning coals of the broom tree.
勇士的利剑和罗藤木的炭火,
those coals are able to purify this filthy mouth.
这炭火就能够来洁净诡诈的嘴唇。
So verse 5,
所以第五节,
woe is me, for I sojourn in Meshech.
我寄居在米色和基达帐幕之中的有祸了。
For I dwell among the tents of Kedar.
住在基达帐幕之帐篷中之中的有祸了。
Actually, Kedar is a son of Ishmael.
事实上，基达是以实玛利的儿子。
And in another place where this is mentioned,
在别处提到这一句话的时候
is in Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5.
是在所罗门的诗。里面第一章第五节。
Why don't we read there?
让我们一起来。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1.
在
verse 5.
在雅歌第一章第五节。Chapter 1, right?
Verse 5, yes.
雅歌书第一章第五节。
I am black but lovely, O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我虽然黑，却是秀美。如同基达的帐篷，好像所罗门的幔子。
Song of Solomon speak about the wonderful relationship between Solomon and the Shulamite woman.
雅歌是讲到所罗门和秀美的那个女子之间的美好的关系。
In verse 5, she describes herself.
而在第五节，那女子来讲述她自己。
I am black but lovely.
我虽然黑，却是秀美。
And then it talks about the tents of Kedar.
就如同基达的帐篷。
Kedar actually means swarthy, means dark skin.
基达的意思就是黑的皮肤。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
because of our sin,
因为我们的罪
we are black.
我们的皮肤都是黑。
But in the wonderful provision of God,
但是因着神的完美的预备
even though we were dead in our trespasses,
即使我们死在过恶罪犯之中
Our Lord Jesus loved us.
我们的主耶稣仍然爱我们
And he came to seek us.
而且他来寻找我们
Just like Solomon came to seek the Shulamite woman.
就好像所罗门去寻找那女子
He said, Arise, come.
他说起来来
We who had no part with him.
我们原本与他无份
Just like the son, of Ishmael.
就像以实玛利的众子
Really should have had no part with the will of God.
实在是与神无份的
But here is a wonderful provision of his salvation.
但是在这里我们却看到他完美的救赎的预
备 We were far away.
我们原来是远离的
But he has drawn us nigh.
但是他却来吸引我们靠近他
So Psalm 120.
所以在诗篇第120篇
Shows us our Lord as our Savior.
来靠看到我们，使我们看到我们的主耶稣是我们的救赎主。
This is the wonderful story of salvation.
这就是一个救赎的一个美丽的故事。
Thank God that He gave us His only dear begotten Son.
感谢主，他赐给我们他唯一的独生爱子。
That because we believe in Him,
因为我们相信
，we shall be set free.
我们就会被释放得自由。
We shall be saved.
我们就会得拯救。
Isn't this the wonderful story?
这不是一个美好的故事。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们
，our story does not end there.
这个故事并不是就停在这里。
Actually, our salvation is only the beginning.
但事实上，我们的救赎只是一个开始。
It's only a part of who our Lord is.
只是我们主的一个部分罢了。
So if you read on,
所以如果我们继续读下去
，In Psalm 121,
在诗篇第121篇
，It says, "I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come?"
诗篇第121篇第一节，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来
？My help comes from the Lord.
我的帮助从耶和华而来。
And verse 3, "He will not allow your foot to slip. He who keeps you will not slumber."
第三节，他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。
Behold, he who keeps Israel neither slumber nor sleep.
注意到，看到他不会，他保护，他不叫我们的脚摇动，他保护我们的必不打盹。
The Lord is your keeper.
我们的主是我们的保护者。
Verse 6, the sun will not smite you by day nor the moon by night.
第六节，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
So thank the Lord that He not only takes care of our past.
所以感谢主，他不仅仅只是照顾看顾了我们的过去
，but He is also taking care of us today.
他也照顾我们今天。
So I had a chance to share this story with my son and daughter.
所以我有一个机会。跟我的孩子们来分享一个故事。
My daughter is 9 and my son is 7.
我的女儿现在9岁，我的儿子7岁。
So sometimes we read a verse at night before they go to bed.
所以有时候我们在晚上他们睡觉之前，我们会读一个经文。
And oftentimes what they're most afraid of is to go to sleep by themselves.
很多时候你知道孩子小的时候他们都有点有时候会怕自己去睡觉。
So I told them the story.
所以我跟他讲了这一个故事。
And maybe some of you have heard this before.
或许有些人你们听过。
But there was a sister that she used to be very afraid of the dark.
曾经有一个姐妹她曾经很害怕黑暗。
And every night when she went to sleep,
每天晚上她要去睡觉之前
she would have to turn her light on.
她必须把灯打开
because she was afraid of the dark.
因为她怕黑
Then one day she was thinking,
有一天她突然这样想
Well, I'm a believer.
我是一个信徒的
I should trust the Lord.
我应该相信主
So why am I still afraid of the dark?
那如果这样子的话，为什么我还害怕黑呢？
She says, I know.
他对着他自己说我知道
I'm going to take my Bible
我要这样子做我要把我的圣经拿起来
And I'm going to put it under my pillow
我要把它放在我的枕头下面
Now I'll be able to sleep in peace
这样子我就可以安稳睡觉
So that's what she did
这就是她这样做
She took her pillow
她 took her
Bible and put it under her pillow
所以她把她的圣经放到她的枕头下面
And from that day on she was able to sleep better
所以从那个时候开始她就能够比较好的睡觉
But then one day As she was reading in the Word,
当她在读经文的时候
she came upon this word, this phrase, "Do not fear."
她来到这一节经文，告诉她不要害怕。
And she's like, "Wow, that's a wonderful phrase."
所以她就赞叹说，这是一个美好的经文。
What a wonderful assurance!
非常好的一个确据。
So then she said, "Wow, let me see where are there other places in the Bible that says do not fear."
所以她向她自己说，让我来看看在圣经里面还有哪些地方讲到一样的经文。
So she went to the concordance.
所以她去了
汇编。So for those younger brothers and sisters,
对了，年轻的弟兄姐妹们
，there's something called a concordance.
有一种书叫做汇编。
And it actually in olden days before the times of Google and iPhones
当在不算古老的时候过去的时候还没有所谓的 Google 啊谷歌或是 智慧电话
So some brothers actually compiled different instances of words in the Bible
所以有在以前有一些弟兄们就把重复的字也把它放在一起
So she went into the concordance
所以我们刚刚讲到那位姐妹她就来到汇编
And she wanted to see how many times in the Bible did this phrase do not fear appear
因为她想要知道不要害怕这个经文在圣经里面总共出现了多少次
And then she discovered that there are 365 do not fears in the Bible
她讶异地发现这个经文出现了总共365次
So she discovered that there is a do not fear for every day of her year
她就看到好像每一天她都不需要害怕一整年
So because of that
因为如此
From that day on, she no longer needed the Bible under her pillow.
她不再需要把圣经放在她的枕头下
She was able to sleep peacefully.
她能够很安稳地睡觉
Because the Lord spoke to her directly through His Word.
因为神借着他的话语直接向她说
He said, "Do not fear."
主跟我们说不要害怕
Isn't this a wonderful fact?
这不是一个很美的事实吗
We discovered that our Lord is our protector.
我们发现我们的主是我们的保护者。
We have nothing to fear.
我们没有什么可怕。
He will protect us in our going out and our coming in.
他会保护我们出与入。
My son, he used to have a prayer.
我的儿子曾经有祷告。
So he would say, "Lord, please keep us safe."
主啊，请你保守我们，保护我们。
And he said, "Please don't let me have a nightmare tonight."
主啊，请你让我今天晚上不会做噩梦。
But then, as days went on, he thought, "Well, I should make the prayer a little stronger."
当每一天一天的过去的时候，他认为我应该使这个祷告更有力。
So he said, "Lord, can you keep us safe every day?"
主啊，你可不可以使我们每一天都安全
？But then I discovered a few days later.
但我后来发现，几天以后我发现
，He said, "Lord, can you keep me infinity safe?"
主啊，你可不可以让我无限的安全
？In other words, every moment of my life.
也就是说每一个我生命的每一个时刻
He wasn't sure the Lord heard his prayer from previous days.
他不确定以前主有没有听到他的祷告
But he said, Lord, keep me infinity safe.
但他告诉他祷告神说主啊求你让我无限的安全
But brothers and sisters, according to Psalm 121
但弟兄姐妹当我们看到诗篇第121篇的时候
The Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps.
我们的主他也不打盹也不睡觉
He surely keeps us infinitely safe.
他确定的是保护我们无限的安全
So he is our protector.
他是我们的保护
Isn't that true that as we grow in our Christian walk,
当这在我们基督徒的生命里面，这不是一个事实吗？
That is not, we don't only know him that he is our savior.
我们不仅仅是认识他是我们的救赎主
But he is our protector.
他也是我们的保护者
And then we continue on our Christian walk.
然后我们的生命不断的在成长
And Psalm 122 it said,
在诗篇122篇
I was glad when they said to me, Let us go to the house of the Lord.
人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷啊我们的脚站在你的门内
Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together.
耶路撒冷便建造如同联络整齐的一座城
So isn't it this wonderful?
这不是一个很美的事。
Now, as the people of Israel, they came towards Jerusalem.
当以色列众民来到接近耶路撒冷
towards the temple,
接近圣殿的时候
maybe they started out individually from their homes.
或许他们从家里离开的时候是一个一个的。
But as they started to get closer to Jerusalem,
但是他们越接近耶路撒冷的时候
they looked to their right and to their left.
他们向左看，他们向右看。
Oh, look at all of these. They're all going to the house.
哦，看了这些人，他们都是要往耶路撒冷去。
And then this is a wonderful discovery.
这不是一个很美好的发现吗
？That when we are saved,
虽然我们被拯救
，that we are not alone.
但是我们却不孤单。
Now Psalm 120, 121 are wonderful.
诗篇120、121篇是美好的。
We each accept our Lord Jesus as our personal Savior.
我们每一个个人都接受主耶稣成为我们个人的救主。
And He knows us by name.
而且他知道我们每一个人的名字
And then he is our protector.
他是我们的保护者
But then we soon discover
但我们很快就发现
That the Lord has saved others
主耶稣也救了其他的人
That we actually have brothers and sisters
我们事实上是有弟兄与姐妹的
We have friends that can come along the way
我们有许多的朋友在我们的路上
And they can encourage us
我们可以彼此的激励
But not only that
但不是只有这样子
We discover that we have now a part of the family of God
我们会发现我们原来是在主里面我们是一家人
That he is the head of the household
而他是这个家的头
Not only that
而且不是只是这样
He is the head of the church
他是教会的头
There is something called the house of God
这边有一个我们称为神的家
We are all children of God
我们都是神的孩子
We are brothers and sisters
我们都是弟兄与姐妹
But not only that
但不是只有这样子
We are also members in the body of Christ
我们同时也是基督肢体的一个部分
We are not alone
我们不是孤单
But we also have our Lord Jesus as the head of our of the church.
我们有主耶稣基督是我们教会的头。
And Psalm 120 said, "May peace be within you."
在诗篇122篇第八节，我要说愿平安在你们中间。
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God,
因为耶和华我们神殿的缘故。
So now we discover that He is our Heavenly Father. He is the head of the household. But also we discover that, that we are a member of the body of Christ.
So
we are no longer, we're not alone. And then Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes.O you who are enthroned in the heavens.
坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you notice this.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你有没有注意到这一个。
In Psalm 121, it says, I look up to the mountains.
当在诗篇第121篇的时候，他这边讲到我要向山举目。
When we are just saved,
当我们刚刚得救的时候
we're just like Jacob.
我们就像雅各。
We're still very concerned with the things of the earth.
我们仍然是非常关心地上的事情。
So our realm is this earth and this world.
我们所关心的就是这世界这地上的事。
Lord, please bless me.
哦，主啊，请你来祝福我。
That I may have a that I can go to a good university.
所以我可以进好的大学。
That I may do well in school.
所以我在学校能够有好的成绩。
Or that I may find a good job.
或者我可以找到一个好的工作。
Or that I may find a nice house.
或者我可以找到一个好的房子。
Or be able to buy some good cars.
或者可以有能力去买好车。
Our world is very much centered around us.
我们的世界可能就是我们的中心。
The Lord is my protector.
我的神是我的保护者。
The Lord is my Savior.
我的神是我的救主。
But, so it's our view of who He is limited to, I look up to the mountains.
所以我们对神所看见的就是就局限在我向山举目。
But in Psalm 123 is very interesting.
但在诗篇第123篇非常有意思的是。
It says, I lift up my eyes to you who are enthroned in the heavens.
他在第一节里面讲到我向你举目向着坐在天上的主举目。
Somehow the Holy Spirit starts to enlarge our capacity.
在这里我们似乎看到圣灵就来扩张我们的能力
that the world is not just the physical world that we see
让我们看到这个世界不是只是这个我们所能够见的这物质的世界
but he enlarges us to see the heavens
但是他让我们能够扩大我们的眼光可以看到这是天上的世界
it's so much greater
更是更美好的
so we know that in the Bible it always talks about our Lord as the Son of Righteousness
我们知道在圣经里面我们都讲到主是公义的公义之子
And then when we think about when we read in Revelation about the new heaven and new earth
当我们读到启示录里面谈到的新天新地
And there the Bible says in New Jerusalem there will no longer be need for any sun
所以当我们看到在启示录里面讲到新耶路撒冷的时候不再需要有太阳
Because the Lamb of God and the Father are its light
因为主就是那灯而神就是那光。
So recently I was reading an article on some website.
最近我在网络上面读了一些杂志。
That they discovered recently the brightest galaxy out somewhere out there.
他们有人发现在宇宙的某一个处最亮的那个银河系。
And what they said was this.
他们是这样子描述的。
Do you know how bright this galaxy was?
他们这样描述说：“你知道这个银河有多亮吗
？”If I'm not mistaken,
如果我没有记错的话
，They said that it's 300 trillion times the brightness of the sun.
这非常难解释，是300个百亿，是不是？比我们现在的太阳还要更亮
？So I can we cannot even conceive 300 trillion times the brightness of the sun.
我们无法接受。比太阳现在的太阳亮上300个百亿的亮度。
But you can imagine the creator of the universe.
但是我们却可以想象，让我们来想象这个宇宙的创造主。
It's so much more glorious than that.
比这个还要荣耀的。
So I don't know if the Holy Spirit can enlarge our capacity.
I don't know. 我不知道这圣灵如何来扩大我们的眼界。
That He is much greater than we ever imagine.
他是比我们能够想象的要更伟大的。
But there is this discovery in this song.
但是在诗篇123篇里面有一个发现。
That not only is the Lord in heaven,
他不仅仅只是在天上的主。
But he is enthroned in heaven.
他是在天上宝座上的主。
He is the king of the universe.
他是这宇宙的王。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
especially as I mentioned this past week of all the things that have happened.
尤其是当我们想到这过去一个礼拜以来发生的事情。
The wonderful comfort that the Lord is still upon the throne.
让我们得到最大的安慰是主耶稣仍然在宝座上坐。
Despite all the things that change around us,
不管在这我们周遭事情如何的改变
，this fact is a fact.
事实就是事实。
That He is enthroned in the heavens.
他仍然在宝座上为王。
So we know He is the King of the universe.
当我们知道他是在整个宇宙的王的时候
，But this verse goes on.
但这个经文仍然持续下去。
If you read, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until He is gracious to us.
在第二节看到，看啊，仆人的眼睛怎么样望主人的手，使女的眼睛怎么样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
So brothers and sisters, the fact that He is a king.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道他是个王，是个事实。
Not just is an objective truth,
不是只是一个客观的,
but it becomes our subjective experience.
但是却可以成为我们主观的经历。
He wants to be the king of our life.
他希望在我们的生命里面成为王。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
do we know him as the king of kings?
我们是否真知道他是万王之王?
Not only that, do we know him as our Lord?
不仅仅是如此，我们是否知道他是我们的主
？The Lord said, "Many will call him Lord, Lord."
主耶稣曾经说，许多人到时候许多人会说，主啊，主啊。
But do we truly know him as our Lord?
但我们是否真知道他是我们的主
？We discover this wonderful privilege that we have.
我们发现我们有这么美好的一个特权
，that we can come and serve the King of Kings.
我们能够来到这万王之王之前来服侍他。
Now.I don't know if you remember, but the Queen of the South, she came, to seek out the wisdom of Solomon.
我们都记得在在之前历史书里面曾经讲到，那南方女王要来到所罗门王殿里，要寻求他的智慧。
And the Bible says that when she saw Solomon,
在圣经里面讲到，那南方女王来到所罗门，看到所罗门王的时候
，and she discovered his wonderful wisdom.
他发现他所罗门王那个美好的智慧。
She almost lost her soul.
他几乎魂不附体。
And she said, "Those of you who get to be around Solomon all the time, you are so blessed."
所以南方女王就讲了这一句话，说你们这一些围绕在所罗门王之旁边的人是有福的。
My for me to come before Solomon is a once in a lifetime experience.
因为我来到所罗门王。的旁边只是我一生中的一次的机会。
But you who are near him are so privileged.
但是你们接近他人是有特权有。
So brothers and sisters, do we know we have this privilege?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是否知道我们真有这样子的特权
？Do we know him so well?
我们是否这样子认识他
？That just like verse 2,
就像第二节里面。
Behold, as the eyes of the servants, look to the hand of their master.As the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until He is gracious to us.
就如同在第二节里面讲到，看啊，仆人的眼睛怎么样望主人的手，使女的眼睛怎么样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
So verse 2, this word servant.
所以在第二节里面讲到的仆人
，A better translation is probably a steward.
在比较好的一个。翻译可能是
管家。So actually, someone that is administering the things of the house.
管家就是在家里面去处理打点一切事情。
So in other words, in modern terms, you can think of a butler.
在现代语言里面，你可以想象就是。也是管家嘛
yeah, exactly. So, if you think about a rich man,
所以你如果我们去想象做一个很有钱的人
and he not only has servants,
他不是只是有仆人
but he has someone that can take care of everything in this house.
他有一个人是管理家里面大大小小事的
And that was what Joseph was in Potiphar's house.
这就是像约瑟在那个官员的家里面所做的事
But it's something where.The master can so trust this butler or steward,
但主人要能够如此的相信、信任这一个管家
that this person knows everything about the master.
因为这个管家要知道主人的每一个大大小小的事
knows what he likes to eat,
知道这主人喜欢吃什么
knows his schedule,
知道他的每一个时刻行事表
So sometimes, if you see some of the movies,
如果就好像我们去回想我们看过的一些电影。
So, you know, sometimes the master doesn't have to say anything, then they already the butler's already ahead of him.
主人不用说什么事情，管家就在事先就已经打点了一切的事。
But the story here that we see,
但在这里我们看到
it talks about the eyes of the servant.
这里讲到是那管家那仆人的眼睛。
It doesn't even talk aboutthe ears of the servant.
他没有讲到仆人的耳朵
But it talks about the eyes of the servant.
但他讲到仆人的眼睛
So what does that mean?
所以代表了什么呢
So in when you would have a meal,
当我们在准备一个丰盛的宴席的时候
as this master would have guests over at their house,
这主人会有许多的客人要来到这里
The stewards would be quietly in the background.
那仆人只是站在管家就是在安静的站在一边
and they would be standing and waiting
他就 站在那边等候着。
So the master, because the steward know the master so well,
因为管家这么的明白主人的心。
The master didn't even have to say a word,
主人不需要说任何话。
Just a look,
就是一个眼光。
A gesture of the hand,
或是一个手势。
They may know, oh, it's time for dessert.
哦，那管家就知道哦。该上甜点
or time for taking away the dishes,
或是说哦，知道该把餐盘收一收了。
But the wonderful thing is this.
但更美好的事情是
，this steward is so attentive to the master.
因为这管家是如跟主人是如此的亲密接近
，that they can respond at the call at the beckoning of the master.
他可以很快的就回应主人的。一切的要求。
So the question is this.
但问题是
，First of all, brothers and sisters, do we know our Lord so well?
问题是第一，弟兄姐妹，我们是不是这样子的认识我们的
？Have we spent enough time before Him to know what He wants?
我们是不是花足够的时间在主的面前，以至于我们能够知道他在想什么
？Do we know what He is doing?
我们是否知道他在做什么
？Do we know what He needs us to do?
我们是否知道他希望我们做什么
？Or our eyes looking somewhere else，
或是我们的眼睛是看着别的地方
？I always think of this. I personally，
我常常是这样想。
My eyes should be on the Lord.
我的眼睛应该在。
But I think of steward standing in the background.
但是我常会想，这个管家在背景的后面站着。
And there's a huge window.In the dining room,
在那个餐厅里面有一个很大的窗户。
And there's a lot of things happening outside the window.
在窗户外面有很多的事情在发生着。
And my eyes are looking out that window.
而我这个管家就一直看着外窗户外面。
So look at all those, look at that beautiful garden.
看着那漂亮的花园。
Or look at all those wonderful things happening.
或者看着外面许多的事情在发生。
But meanwhile, the Lord is giving me a hand signal.
但是同一个时间，主人却在给我打一个手势。
But I'm completely missing out what he's asking me to do.
但是我却完全的看不见。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Do we know him as our Lord?
我们是否知道他是我们的主
？Do we truly know him as our Lord?
我们是否真实的知道他是我们的主
？Are we so linked with him?
我们是不是跟他如此的连接
？That we know what he is asking us to do.
所以以至于我们能够知道他要求的我们是什么
？Or are we the ones that Oh, I know what the Lord wants me to do.
或是我们有一种态度，就是说啊，反正我知道他要我做什么。
I'll do it my way.
我要按照我的想法去做。
But is that what this verse is saying?
但是这是这边这个经文上面所讲的吗
？So we might even be doing things that may seem right.
我们或许会做一些我们认为是对的事情。
Oh, I'm preaching the gospel.
哦，我在传扬福音。
Or I'm doing good works.
我在做一些善事。
But the question is,
但问题是
at that very moment,
在那一个时刻的时候
is that what the Lord wanted you to do?
那是主要我们做的事情。
So just to draw the parallel with that meal, right?
就好像我们刚刚讲的那个餐饮的事情。
Everything has its timing.
每一件事情都有它的时刻。
The Lord has His timing.
主也有他的时刻。
But are we attuned to that?
但我们要对着它来调整。
Anyway, so that's Psalm 123.
不管如何，这就是在诗篇一百二十三篇所说的。
But hopefully we can start to know him better.
但希望我们能够更深的来认识他。
That not only is he here to meet our needs,
但不仅仅我们认识他，他会来满足我们的要求。
But he has a purpose.
但他也有一个目的。
He has a need.
他也有他的需要。
Do we know what his needs are?
我们是否知道我们主的需要是什么
？Just like a child.
就好像一个孩童。
When they're very little.
当他们很小的时候。
All they think about is themselves.
这很小的孩童所想到的就是他自己。
So some of you may not know, but my wife and I just had a third child.
或许有人还不知道。我和我的太太正有一个第三个小孩。
So she's 5 months old now.
她现在是五个月大。
But there's no one more selfish than her in our house.
在我们家里面没有一个比这个小 baby 更自私的。
It can be 3 a.m.
可以在早上三点。
And she could scream at the top of her lungs.
她可以这样子极力的尖叫。
It doesn't matter that everybody else is sleeping.
她不管你是在睡觉。
But she's hungry.
只因为我饿了。
But hopefully one day,
希望有一天
she will realize.
她会明白
that other people have needs as well.
别人也有需要。
But this is the process of growth.
但是这就是一个生命成长过程。
Somehow we may understand that our Lord also has a need.
总有一天我们可以知道，我们也会明白主也有他的需要。
And that we can meet his needs.
让我们也能够来完成他的需要。
Okay, we need to move on.
所以我们来继续。
Psalm 124.
诗篇124篇。
It says, Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive, and their anger was kindled against us.
诗篇第124篇，以色列人要说，若不是耶和华帮助我们，若不是耶和华帮助我们，当人起来攻击我们，向我们发怒的时候，就把我们活活的吞了。
As we continue in our Christian walk,
当我们继续我们的基督徒生活的时候，
we discover as part of this life,
我们会发现我们的生活的每一个部分，
that there's something called spiritual warfare.
我们会发现在我们每一天的生活里面有一个所谓的属灵征战。
That we are following our Lord.
当我们跟随主耶稣，
that he has a purpose.
他有一个目的，
but the enemy does not want to see his purpose accomplished.
但敌人却不希望看见主耶稣他的这个目的能够完成。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
if you see the things of the world,
如果我们看到这世界上的一些事情，
you know that the enemy is a deceiver.
你会知道这我们的敌人是迷惑者。
Whether it's deceiving those extremists,
或许他去迷惑那些所谓的极端主义者，
or ISIS,
或是ISIS.
Yeah, and their ideology.
或是他们，或是理想主义者。
But there's a spirit of the Antichrist behind all of that.
但是在这个所有的一切在的后面都有一个反基督的。
It shouldn't be surprising that in the book of Revelation it talks about men being beheaded.
所以我们应该不会感到讶异，在启示录里面讲到人被斩首。
In the end times,
在最后的时候，
more and more,
会越来越多，
there will be anti-Semitism.
会有许多的反犹太主，
and also anti-Christians，
而且也有很多的反基督。
That's ultimately what antichrist means, right?
Yeah, 这整个加起来就是反基督。
So whether it's that，
不管如何，
or whether it's this past ruling the week on gay marriage，
或是刚刚过去那一拜通过的同性者结婚姻合法化。
It should remind you of the Old Testament Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以我们都应该可以让我们想到在雅各里面讲到的所罗门王跟那女子。
No. Sodom and Gomorrah.
索多玛跟哥罗拉。
How God judged Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以神如何去审判索多玛和
俄摩拉。But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们，
we realize we are in a spiritual warfare.
我们都会了解我们是在一个属灵的征战的里面。
But thank the Lord,
但是感谢主。
In the book of Joshua,
在约书亚记里面，
when the people of Israel, they were going up to face those in Jericho,
当以色列人要去面对耶利哥城的时候，
there was one who showed up before Joshua.
有一个人在约书亚的面前，
and he said, Who are you?
耶稣亚就问他说：“你是谁？”
I am captain of the Lord of hosts.
那人回答耶稣亚说：“我是耶和华军队的元帅。”
So wonderful, our wonderful Savior.
我们伟大，我们美丽的救主。
He is our captain.
他就是我们的元帅。
He will lead us.
他会领导带领我们在这个属灵征战。
And we start to discover.
我们就会开始发现
，This battle is not ours.
这个征战不是我们的
，but His.
而是他的。
So isn't it a wonderful thing?
这不是一个很美的事吗？
To discover that he is our captain.
这不是一个很美的事情，让我们发现他是我们的元帅。
He does not leave us alone.
他不会丢弃我们，不管。
Okay, we need to move on. Psalm 125.
在诗篇第125篇。
Before we knew he was our keeper.
之前我们知道他是我们的保护看守者。
As individuals.
每一个个人的看守。
But Psalm 125 shows us.
但在诗篇第125篇告诉我们
，that he is a keeper of his people.
他是他百姓的保看守者。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，we know that we are the body of Christ.
我们知道我们是基督肢体的一部分。
We know that he is building us to be his house.
我们知道主耶稣正在建造我们成为他的家。
But we must be comforted.
但是我们也必须要。知道
我们得到安慰。
我们得到安慰。
That he is the keeper of his own work.
他是他手上工作的 看守者。
He is the keeper of that of us.
他是我们所有的人的看守者。
So he is the one that watches over his own body.
他是那一个他自己来看守他自己的肢体的人。
And then Psalm 126.
诗篇第一百二十六篇。
This is a psalm of restoration.
这是那个、
Just a 恢复
恢复的一篇诗篇。
So when the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream.
当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
Brothers and sisters, of course, our life, our Christian walk is full of failures.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道我们的基督徒生活是充满许多的失败。
But just like the people of Israel.
但是像以色列人一样
The Lord may even allow us to be taken back to Babylon.
神也允许以色列人被掳回到巴比伦
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主
The Lord later on through Ezra and Nehemiah did his work of recovery.
但是主耶稣但是神仍然借着一些事情把
以
色
拉还有
以
西米
以西米
to do his work of recovery.
来完成主耶完成神所要恢复的工作。
So even though they were deported to Babylon,
即使他们被带到巴比伦
70 years later they were brought back.
七十年后他们仍然被带回。
And when they returned,
当他们回来的时候
these were so excited.
他们是这么的高兴。
Said our mouth was filled with laughter.
对我们满口喜笑。
And our tongue with joyful shouting.
满舌欢呼的时候。
So the Lord restores us.
神恢复了我们。
And then Psalm 127 and 128.
诗篇一百二十七篇和一百二十八篇。
The Lord, He's the master builder.
主他是那一个工头。
And here, of all of these Psalm of degrees, there's only one Psalm that is Psalm of Solomon.
在这十五篇的上行之诗里面，只有一篇是所罗门所
做的。Psalm 127.
就是诗篇第一百二十七篇。
Said the Lord, unless the Lord builds the house.
诗篇一百二十七篇说：“若不是耶和华建造房屋
，They labor in vain who build it。
建造人就枉然劳力。
”So once Psalm 127:128 speaks our Lord as the builder。
所以在诗篇第一百二十七篇和一百二十八篇讲到，主就是那建造的人。
He's the builder of the house。
他是建造这个家的人。
Now David, he had a desire to build a house for God。
大卫王他有这个心要为神建殿。
But God told him。You're not the one to build my house.
但是神却跟大卫说，你不是为我建殿的。
Your hands are too much full of blood.
你的双手沾满了血腥。
So because of that,
因为如此。
But because David had a heart for the house of God.
但是因为大卫有一个心要为神建殿。
He said, "I live in this house of cedar."
他因为他讲到，我住在这香柏木所建的房屋里。
But the ark of God is in tents.
但是耶和华的约柜仍然在殿，仍然在台那个帐幕里。
So David had a heart after he was a man after God's own heart.
所以大卫被称为是合神心意的人。
But because of that,
但因为那样
，God said, "You're not going to build my house."
神对着大卫说，你不是为我建殿的人。
But because you thought of me,
但是因为你想到我
，I will build your house first.
我要来建立你的家室。
So what did he do?
所以他做了什么
？So he allowed Solomon to be the builder of his house.
所以神就允许所罗门来建造圣殿。
So brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们看到这里面有什么意义在里面
呢 ？Very practically, when we seek first His kingdom,
非常实际的，当我们先求神的国
，and when we are concerned for His house,
当我们来关心神的家
，the Lord's promise is this.
神的应许就是这样。
He will build our house first.
他会来建造你的家。
So that's why it says, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord; the fruit of the womb is a reward." Verse 3.
所以在这诗篇第一百二十七篇第三节讲到，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的箭。
How blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them.
箭袋充满的人便为有福。
So Psalm 127:128, I don't have time to read it, but if you read it, it's a wonderful two psalms.
今天我们没有时间，但是有时间的话，我们大家一起把诗篇一百二十七、一百二十八篇来读一下。
That the Lord is the one that builds our house.
这主他神他是建造房屋的人。
But if we seek Him first,
但如果我们先求他。
The Lord will bless us richly.
神会大大的祝福。
If we are concerned for His things,
如果我们先来关心神的事，
He will bless our home.
他会来祝福我们的家。
This is not just our individual families.
这不仅仅是我们个人的家庭。
But obviously, it also speaks about the spiritual house.
当然，我很明显的也讲到属灵的家。
So He is the master builder.
他是那聪明的工头。
Psalm 129.
诗篇129篇
Here it speaks about persecution.
这也讲到迫害
Our Lord was our forerunner.
我们的主是我们的先锋
He said, anyone who wants to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
主耶稣告诉我们凡要跟随他的必须要先背起自己的十字架来跟随他
Our Christian walk is not just always blue skies and wonderful white clouds.
我们的基督的生活不是每天天色常蓝每天都是阳光灿烂
But the Lord causes all things to work together for good
但神使万事互相效力
For those who are called according to His purpose
凡事都是根据他的旨意
And according to Romans 8
根据罗马书第八章
The ultimate end is that we may be conformed to the image of His Son
让我们在最后的时候能够有他有基督的样式
So through various environments
所以从不同的事物里面
The Lord is transforming and changing us
神一直在改变变改变我们
But that is through the work of the cross
但是那是经过借着十字架的工作
Difficult job situation
比如说是困难的工作环境
Our health
我们的健康
Or a difficult spouse
或是我们的另一半很困难
Or our children
或是我们的孩子
But this is all so that He can sculpt us
但是这都是他用来雕刻我们
So that we may become like Him
所以我们能够更像他
But so Psalm 129.
所以这就是129篇。
So I don't know if you're discovering, but there's a progression.
我们不知道大家有没有发现，但是这是一个进展。
And then the last five Psalms.
这最后五篇诗篇。
That this is unto maturity.
这是进到了一个成熟的阶段。
But I would like our time is pretty much up.
我们的时间快要到了。
But I wanted to share Psalm 131.
但是我希望跟你们来分享诗篇131篇。
This is at the heart of it.
这是最困难的一
个。Said, O Lord, my heart is not proud.
这边讲到耶和华啊，我的心不狂傲。
Nor my eyes haughty.
我的眼不高大。
Nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me.
重大和测不透的事我也不敢行。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Surely I have composed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother.My soul is like a weaned child within me.
我的心平静安稳，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
So recently, I mentioned that we've had experience of having a little child at home.
就像我们刚刚提到的，在我们家，我们现在有一个新生的孩子。
Of course, when the infant is small.
当我们知道，当小婴孩还小的时候。
It needs the provision of the mother.
他需要母亲的看护。
But the wonderful thing about this verse is this.
但在这篇诗篇讲到一个美好的事情是。
It says, "Surely I have composed my and quieted my soul like a weaned child rests against his mother."
他讲到我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。
What does it mean when the weaned child rests against his mother?
所以当我们来思想什么叫做断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
Previously, the child wanted his mother because of her milk.
在开始的时候，孩子希望他母亲，是因为他需要母亲的奶。
But here it talks about the fact that this child is already weaned.
但在这边讲到是这孩子已经断了奶。
But somehow this child is able to rest in the mother's arms.
但无论如何，这孩子却能够在他的母亲的怀中安息。
Because now the child wants the mother, not because of the milk.
因为在这个时候，这孩子不是只是希望。这个奶
But because of the presence of the mother,
而是这母亲的同在。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
when we were young,
当我们还小的时候
in the Lord,
在主里我们还小的时候
a lot of things was about us.
很多的事情我们关心就是我。
Do I have food to eat?
我们是不是有食物可以吃
Do I have shelter?
我们是不是有避难所
Are my kids provided for?
我要提供孩子什么
Am I living a good life?
我是不是有个好的生活
We wanted the Lord because he could provide all of these things for us.
我们会想要去求主是因为我们希望有这些事情被满足
But hopefully we can get to a point.
但希望我们能够达到一个目标
When we want him no longer because he is the provider.
当我们想到主的时候不是只是因为他是那供应者
Not because we want the provision.
而 不只是我们希望得到供应
But we want the provider himself.
但是我们希望这供应的主
We discover that he is precious above all.
我们会发现他是一切一切最美好的
The reason why we are able to rest in him.
这为什么我们能够在他里面得到安息
Because we love him.
因为我们爱他
We, because of who he is.
因为他是他那他就是他
Have we come to that place?
我们是否有达到这样的境界
Have we discovered him as our rest?
我们是否可以看到他就是我们的安息
That he is our satisfaction
他就是我们的满足
That nothing in this world can compare with him
在这世上没有一件事情可以跟他相比
But because we've spent enough time in his presence
我们是否有花足够的时间在他的同在
We know he is precious
我们知道他是珍贵的
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹们
In the Song of Solomon
在所罗门王的诗里
it's a story of a relationship between two people
在雅各里面讲到两个人的关系
between Solomon and the Shulamite woman
讲到所罗门和苏拉密女
So in the beginning
在一开始的时候
You will see a phrase from the Shulamite woman My beloved is mine
我们会看到苏拉密女一开始的时候讲到我的爱人是属于我的
And then if you read on in Song of Solomon
当我们在诗篇在雅各往下读的时候
said, my beloved is mine, but I am my beloved.
好，我们会看到他讲到我的爱人是属于我的，但我也属于我的爱人。
Now is a mutual relationship.
我们会看到这有一个相同的关系在里面。
But towards the end,
但是到了最后的时候
there is only one phrase left.
只有一句话留下。
I am my beloved.
我是属于我的爱人。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
same thing with the Song of Degrees.
所以我们会看到在同样在上行之诗讲到同样的事情。
In the beginning, we know him as our savior.
在一开始的时候我们知道主是我们的救赎
As our protector
是我们的保护者
But we further then discover
但是我们向前走的时候
That there is much more
我们会发现有更多
That our Lord has a need as well
我们会发现我们的主也有他的需要
We start to discover that he is our Lord
我们会开始发现他是我们的主
We need to cooperate with him
我们需要跟他合作
We need to work with him
我们需要跟他一起同工
There's a mutual relationship
这里有一个相同的交通
But here towards the end
但是到了最后的时候
I don't need anything
我不需要任何东西。
I am here just to satisfy what he wants.
我在这里只为了满足他所需要的。
He said, I am not concerned with too many things.
他这边讲到我不需要关心太多的事情。
But I have composed and quieted my soul.
我会将我灵魂献上。
The Lord longs us to have fellowship with him.
主希望他有很多很深的交通跟他有很深的交通。
But just like the Song of Solomon.
但是就如同在诗篇里面讲到
We can say I am my beloved
在雅各里面讲到的我是属于我所爱的
So if you read continue to read Psalm 132, 133, 134
所以当我们继续读诗篇132到134篇的时候
So once Psalm 133
在诗篇133篇
Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together unity
看啊弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美
Finally the work of the Lord is completed
我们会发现最后工作主的工作完成
You see the wonderful picture of Aaron's the oil upon his head
我们会看到亚伦的衣襟圣膏油从亚伦的头上浇灌下来
Rolling down to the hem of his garments
一直流到他的流到他的衣襟
The wonderful picture of the oneness of the head and the body
我们会看到这个头与肢体成为一体
His work is completed
神的工作就完成了
So Psalm 134
所以我们看到诗篇134篇
Bless the Lord all the servants of the Lord
耶和华的仆人
第一节
耶和华的仆人夜间站在耶和华殿中的你们当称颂耶和华
And then verse 3 May the Lord bless you from Zion
愿造天地的耶和华从锡安赐福给你们。
So there's a perfect union with Christ.
我们会看到这里有一个完美的结合。
And we bless him.
我们祝福他。
And he blesses us.
他也祝福我们。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
may we through the Song of Degrees,
让我们从上行知识之中
come to discover our Lord，
来认识我们的神。
He is not just our Savior，
他不仅仅是我们的救
主。He is not just our Protector，
他不仅仅是我们的保护者。
But He is our King，
但他是我们的王。
He is our Lord，
他是我们的主。
We are here to serve Him，
我们来到这里就是要来侍奉他。
But not only that，
但不仅仅是如此。
One day we can discover that He is our Beloved。
但有终有一天我们会发现他是我们那挚爱的
And we are his beloved.
而我们也是他的挚爱
He longs that we dwell in the Holy of Holies.
他希望我们与他同住
He longs that we abide in him.
他希望我们在他的里面
That we can come to know him.
让我们能够更深的认识他
Not only that,
不仅仅如此
First John chapter 3 says this.
约翰一书讲到
One day,
有一天
we will become like him.
我们都会要像他
Because we see him as he is.
因为我们看到他这样子的看
Brothers and sisters, this is our wonderful hope.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个多么有荣耀的盼望。
That we may be conformed and transformed into the image of the Son of God.
我们会慢渐渐的变成主的荣光的样式。
So just like the union of a man and a woman,
就好像男与女合为一体一样。
You know that you always say, especially in Chinese, they said they 他们有夫妻脸。
就像 I'm sorry. 就像夫与妻，我们常常中文讲到夫妻长得很像。
So in other words, you discover that as a husband and wife, they're married for many years.
所以，当我们看到一对夫妻，当他们结婚很久的时候，我们会看得出来他们是夫妻。
So they start to look like each other.
他们开始彼此相像。
Because they spend so much time together.
因为他们花很多时间在一起。
May this be our testimony.
让我们这也成为我们的见证。
That people say, "Wow, there's something different about them."
让别人看到我们的时候，哎呀，你们真的看起来不一样。
There's something different in your midst.
在你们中间有看起来就是不一样。
They reflect, you reflect who Christ is.
因为我们在我们中间反射出主耶稣的荣光出来。
Finally, I'll just raise one more example.
在最后，让我再有一个例子。
You know there was a recent shooting in South Carolina.
我们知道在最近在南卡有一个射击事件。
And these nine brothers and sisters, they were in a Bible study.
这被杀了九个弟兄姐妹，事实上是在一个在查经。
Unfortunately, they were killed in cold blood.
Unfortunately.
不幸的
他们被很冷血的被全部被杀死。
But you know what that killer said?
但你知道那个杀人者说什么吗?
Said, I almost didn't kill them.
我差点不去杀他们。
Because they were so nice to me.
因为他们对我真好。
And the other part of the story is this.
而这个故事的另外一方面。
That the relatives of these nine who were killed.
这九个被杀的亲属们。
They were able to say, we forgive you.
他能够对着这个杀人说：“我原谅你。”
We hope that you it will you've taken away someone very precious to us.
他们希望他们对着杀人说：“我希望你把我们所珍爱的拿走的时候。”
But we forgive you.
但我原谅你。
But we hope that you can come. We hope that you can repent.
但我们希望你能够悔改。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，This is in contrast.
这就是一个相反。
To all the riots that happened previously in Maryland，
在 这跟在玛丽兰之前发生的一些暴动的一个相反的一个。
At the center of it all was injustice，
在它的中心点都是一个不公义。
And then there was a protest of the issue of black and white。
在这个事情里面，在玛丽兰事件是有一个黑人与白人之间的一个抗争。
Everybody assumed that the response from South Carolina should be the same.
所以很多人看到在南卡发生事情的时候，都会想假设也会跟在玛丽兰发生事情有一样的反应。
But everyone was confused.
但每一个人都觉得很奇怪。
Because the response from the families was one of forgiveness.
因为大家觉得很奇怪，因为这个发生的被害的家属的反应。却是不一样的，却是希望赦免。
That's because of the life of Christ in them.
这是因为有基督爱在他们。
That's the reality of them becoming like their Lord.
这就是他们来到主面前以后所生的一个现实。
The Lord said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
因为主耶稣在十字架上面说：“父啊，赦免他们，他们不知道他们所做的。
”So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，This is the reality of the life of Christ growing in them.
这就是。基督的生命在他们里面成长的一个事实。
This is our testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
That we are different from everyone else.
我们和别人是不一样。
So sorry for taking up so much time. But may the Lord bless His own word.
愿主保守祝福。
May we just have a quick word of prayer.
让我们有一个祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for these precious psalms.
主，我们真愿意为了这一些美妙的经文来感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for your work in each one of us.
主，我们感谢你在我们每一个人的生命里面在建造。
But our prayer is that our not knowing of you is deeper every day.
主，我们的祷告是真的让我们能够在每天的生活里面更深的认识你。
Lord, that we don't stop at just knowing you as our Savior.
让我们不只停留在只是认识你是我们的救赎主。
But that we may know you as our Protector.
我们能够认识你是我们的保护者
as our deliverer
也是我们的救赎者
as our captain
是我们的元帅
and is our head
是我们的头
but mostly Lord that you are our beloved
但最重要是主让我们认识你是我们的爱人
that we may love you
让我们也能够爱你
Lord that we may abide in you
让我们能够住在你的里面
Lord that you may have us for yourself
让我们被你自己完全的得着
Lord that you may accomplish your will on this earth
让你能够在这个世上所要的旨意得以完成。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢。
We praise you in Jesus' precious name.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.